As a frontline healthcare worker, as a cardiovascular ICU nurse at Michigan Medicine, to a Washtenaw County Commissioner, Katie Scott, like the rest of us, has had quite a year. This is Lisa Berry, and on top of that, she recently expressed some public concern about an Ann Arbor City Council member's social media attack on journalists that contained a homophobic slur. So we're grateful to Katie Scott joining us here now on 89.1 WEMU. How are you doing?
Thanks, Lisa, for having me on. I am doing one day at a time, or as I like to say, maybe I'm just going to start answering, I'm doing pandemic, which means you can have that day where everything feels great or that minute, and then the next day you're back down into the depths of despair. So at this moment, great, but who knows what the next 5 minutes will hold.
You just came off a 4-day, 12-hour shift inside the hospital?
That's right. We do 12-hour shifts in the ICU, and I worked 4 days straight. So that takes quite a toll on your body because our patients are often total care. And also psychologically, even more so now with the pandemic and this next wave upon us in full force.
How are things going inside the hospital these days? We're hearing about increasing cases and some postponements of elective surgery. Are you feeling that in your unit as well?
We are. We've seen the cases for cardiac surgeries. They're reducing the case numbers in preparation, I think, for more ICU beds being used. So far in my unit, we've remained pretty clean because we are a surgical unit for cardiac cases. And we try to remain clean because despite the pandemic, people still have emergencies with their heart. But in the surge last spring, we did fill up with more COVID cases. And I think we're anticipating we'll do that again. In the hospital, it's rough because visitors are restricted again. So once again, if you're in the hospital, you cannot have visitors with you, which is just a huge emotional toll for the patients. And I think a lot of us who are nurses have this really highly developed sense of empathy, and we feel for all of our patients whose loved ones can't be there. And we watch every day the numbers on our dashboard of inpatients going up and the number of ICU patients going up. And it's scary. It's scary again, despite the fact that most of us have been vaccinated.
Well, speaking of emotional toll, I've seen some of your social media posts that I feel provide a bit of an insider's perspective and maybe some frustration on how people are behaving as COVID cases continue to rise in Michigan. What message do you want to share to people listening right now that perhaps maybe need to take it more seriously?
Well, I think I keep asking people, imploring people to continue to wear a mask, to stay home as much as possible, even if they are vaccinated. The more you go out and get exposed to that virus, the more reservoirs that virus has to potentially mutate and make the vaccination less effective eventually. And to continue to wear a mask, because even if you feel you're not at risk or you don't particularly care if you get COVID, there are people who get COVID and it's going to impact their whole life. They survive the onslaught of COVID. A lot of people we're seeing now are having post-COVID syndrome. So one of the things we're seeing in my unit, this cardiac surgical unit, are many patients who had COVID and who are now suffering long-term effects where they have heart failure and heart problems that maybe will necessitate them having cardiac assist device for the rest of their life or possibly needing heart transplants. That's not a short-term impact, and that is affecting people from the very young to the very old. And I wear a mask because I have a firm belief in protecting my community and that I know that I live in community and want to do the best thing, not only for my own family, but for my neighbors and friends and residents around me.
And as a Washtenaw County Commissioner, Katie Scott, what has the impact been like there?
Well, you know, Washtenaw County and county government, a lot of what we do is focus on the health and human services in our county. And so the impact has been huge. One of the things that the pandemic has done is really highlight to us at the county, I think what we already knew about the inequities that exist in our county between certain zip codes. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted that to a really shocking degree. We have seen how the 48197 and 48198 area codes have been disproportionately impacted by this. And it's really made myself and all of my fellow county commissioners try to come up with a reckoning about what we might do to close some of those gaps in our county.
So you're learning from it, and hopefully the county will be better off once we come out of this.
Yeah, we're definitely all learning. One of the things that's really fantastic about my colleagues and working on the county commission is that I think we saw, in a sense, like we had a puzzle, and some of the puzzle pieces weren't fitting. And so what we've done is listened to people in the community and reshaped those puzzle pieces to try to come up with a better response. Mm. I feel like we have a lot of mutual respect for each other to listen to what people are saying their communities need. And in the beginning, I think we were playing with that old puzzle and realized we needed new pieces. And we are definitely learning a lot from this experience and listening to each other more and more about what our community needs.
And last but not least, there's been a pretty big controversy after an Ann Arbor City Councilman posted a message to social media that attacked journalists and contained a homophobic slur. And you, Katie Scott, wrote a public letter about that. Can you tell us what prompted you to write the letter?
I think what prompted me, you know, I said in my letter, I'm almost 50. So my experience of coming out was very different maybe than people in the younger generation. And it was scary. And I heard this word that was used in this quotation to malign people and to scare people. And it's still used that way. I just did not feel I could stand by and let a comment like that go unnoticed and uncalled for, because we need to do better. In Washtenaw County, we have a very progressive community here, but there are places where we are missing the boat. And if I allowed a comment like this to go unnoticed or uncommented on, it just opens the way for people to think that making statements like that is acceptable. It in some ways legitimizes people using comments like that, especially when they see an elected official do that. So I had to call it out just to stand up and in my confidence as an almost 50-year-old woman who is an out elected official to say things like this are unacceptable and let people know that in Washtenaw County, we don't feel that way about members of the LGBTQ community. And you're welcome here, despite what this one person may have written.
And that one person is Councilman Jeff Hayner, who has now apologized, saying, "I acknowledge the language I quoted is offensive, recognize my poor judgment in using it, and I sincerely apologize for the harm I have caused the community." Do you accept that?
He can apologize, and I'm happy to see that. I would like to see him do some work on doing more than apology to show that there's actually actions behind his words. I'm glad that he came to the point of apology. His first response to me in my personal email to him was not apologetic and seems to double down. But maybe since that point, he has been able to reflect on what those words mean to people, especially when he's heard from members of the community. So I can only hope that it indicates some change and we will go forward from here.
Have you received any other response to your letter?
Honestly, Lisa, I looked at my email yesterday and have not looked at my email again since then, because I am back in grad school and had biostatistics this morning. So was furiously doing my homework last night until 10 a.m. this morning after this phone call. I will be looking to see if I have any other responses to my email.
Did you feel brave sending that letter?
I felt like it was necessary. I don't know that I felt at some point it was brave or not. I think after I put my public letter out, I did have a moment where I thought I've opened myself up again in a more public way. And the world is a little bit crazy nowadays, and thought about what that might mean. But I also know that I came out of the closet for a reason, and that visibility matters. And so I don't know that I necessarily thought about it as brave in the moment, but just necessary.
And no regrets.
No, absolutely no regrets. If you know me, you know that I will stand up for the things that I believe in, and that I feel one of my skills in life is to be a powerful advocate, and I'll continue to do that.
That is Katie Scott. She is an ICU nurse at Michigan Medicine in the cardiovascular unit, a Washtenaw County commissioner. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.